doing? Yeah. Are you okay? You just look a little freaked out. Stir crazy. Oh, baby. Come here. Come here. I get it. Here, come here. Come put your head in my lap. Get comfy for me. Okay. Now I just want you to breathe. And take a deep breath. When you inhale, feel it all the way down to your toes. And let it out. Good. And one more time. Hold it. And exhale. Push all that stressed air out of your lungs. Out of that gorgeous body. Listen to me. Everything is going to be okay. All right? I promise you. We are in the thick of it right now. And I know it's hard. I know you sort of just want to go get out and find a bit of like normalcy, right? Like we all do. But the media is making it worse. You know, the media is fighting to post the most heart-wrenching stories to make you want to keep watching or coming back to read more out of fear. Good news is not on their agenda. But baby, we are safe here. Both staying at home, only heading out for walks and runs. Not even the grocery store right now. Not unless you don't have a choice, you know. Washing our hands like mad. Everything that we can do to keep us safe, we're doing. But there is one more thing we can do. We can stop watching the news and just stop thinking about it for now. Because it's not doing you any good, baby. When you watch that, all you think about is, besides the fear and the sickness and everything else going on, you think about what you can't do. You're overwhelming yourself with thoughts and worries. Take another deep breath. I've got you, okay? Good. Little kisses on your forehead. I'm here for you. You were there for me when I was having my mini freak out, and now I'm here for you. All right? No, you're not being weak or ridiculous. Don't even let that thought in your head. You are wonderful, strong, amazing, sexy, and so sweet. You're allowed to feel all of this, to go through moments like this, especially right now. Scream, shout, kick, cry, run in place, do jumping jacks. Whatever you have to do to get rid of that tightness in your chest, that scared look in your eye. Or even if it's just lying here and letting me stroke your hair. But just remember to keep breathing. And turn off the outside world for a little while. You know, think about it. When we're busy in our day-to-day and it's like, oh God, I would just kill to have a day where I don't have to do anything. That's where we're at. all we're supposed to be doing is taking little walks in our neighborhood and then staying inside and doing whatever we want to do. It's really hard to fuck up. It really is. Yet a lot of people are doing it, so we're not going to be part of the problem. Just be here and escape with me. I've got you. Okay. Does that feel good? I only want you to feel good. You deserve it. I don't have all the answers. I don't even know if some of the things that I'm saying is actually working for you or not, but I just want to bring you into the moment with me. You know, baby, if you're really concerned and scared. A lot of times when we feel that way, we try to find control of the situation. Part of that would be perhaps helping out others, you know. Now I get that. We can't, you know, go over and knock on somebody's door, but perhaps people that they are, it's older people that can't go outside or helping take out their trash or, you know, reaching out to friends with a phone call rather than a text or mail, like I said before, seeing how they are. You know, it's beautiful. Some of the good news I read the other day was that people are fostering animals at a rate higher than ever in history. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. True, that is something that I've done. Remember when we were having the fires? Yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that temporary foster idea failed real fast. But doesn't mean you couldn't do it. It would be amazing. I mean, not that you have to. These are just ideas. There's virtual things you can do too, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually heard about this company or organization that they do these caring call programs where you call elderly or homebound people and just chat with them to alleviate their feelings of social isolation. I thought that was absolutely amazing, right? How cool is that? But just ideas. There's a lot of ideas. We just need direction. The only thing that we're being told we have to do is stay home, and that's what we have to do. But we can get creative in that. We have each other. We will get through this and together. And it's still going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. That I know for a fact. But I think it has to in order to change for the better. And when I say worse, I simply mean more isolation, which is really hard, but we have to do it. What did I do to feel better when I was freaking out? Well, you helped me quite a bit. But you know, I've been using shopping apps to deliver groceries. I have that luxury and I'm taking full advantage and tipping those shoppers heavily because I truly appreciate the risk that they're putting out there to shop for us. The thing is, not everyone has access to that where they live. I've got a few friends that live a bit more remotely and they were having some issues. So getting in touch with them, they let me know what they need, and I was able to order it for them and then just deliver it to their front door. No, I didn't get to see them. Well, I did, out the window. you know, I sat in my car and then talked to them as they were in the upstairs window. Lot of precaution, you know, you have to. But it was kind of fantastic. Just, you know, I love helping when I can. And the reward I got from that was not only helping them, but it was just being able to see them and give them relief that they needed. And that's just something that helps me, you know. I definitely felt a lot better after that. And it was nice to get out of the house in a safe way. So, yeah, it was brilliant. And I'll still do it for as long as I can. People need things from the store, obviously. You know, that's the hard part. But if we can help each other, you know, keep that exposure to a minimum, why not? Right? Compassion is key. I'm seeing a little twinkle coming back into your eyes. I'm not sure if it's what I'm saying or me stroking your hair. But I love it. Yes. We have to stay strong for each other, baby. Not just for a few more weeks, but always. Makes the world a better place. Especially in the face of something dark. In my humble opinion, anyway. I have your back. And I love knowing that you have mine. And that's what matters most, right? Taking care of each other. Just like this. Mm.